This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Russia's war on Ukraine has, amid so much else, also cut into the global supply of wheat. The cost of this staple is now the highest since 2008. This is being felt especially acutely in lower-income countries. In Egypt, Lebanon, and beyond, rising bread prices can be dangerous. Marketplace's Justin Ho reports on the Middle East's history of bread riots that have rocked governments and how likely that may become as this war drags on.
Food is a big part of people's budgets in the Middle East because so many people live in poverty there. Mirat Mabrouk is a senior fellow at the Middle East Institute. She says that's why bread is such a staple.
When you can't afford other things, you will be able to afford the bread. So you take away that staple and life becomes very, very difficult.
That's what happened in 1977 when the Egyptian government announced it would stop subsidizing bread and other food items.
What they got was about 2 days of all-out chaos and rioting. And not surprisingly, they walked the decision back.
Uprisings over the price of bread haven't just happened in Egypt.
In Morocco in 1981, also 1984, Jordan 1989 and 1996.
Monica Marks is a professor of Middle East politics at NYU's Abu Dhabi campus.
Moving on to Tunisia, there were huge bread riots in 1983-84. Hundreds of thousands of people demonstrated around the country, over 100 killed. And it led to a weakening of the ruling Bourguiba regime at the time.
Mark says that paved the way for former Tunisian President Ben Ali to take power. And he was deposed during the Arab Spring protests in 2011, which were in part fueled by bread prices. Mark says these events have shaped the politics of the region.
We saw in a number of countries autocratic leaders becoming more afraid of lowering food subsidies. We saw a number of examples during the 1980s of autocrats tightening up security policy, becoming more restrictive in how they repress dissent.
Now that wheat prices are rising again, protests have broken out in Iraq and Sudan. Omer Karasipan is an analyst who spent over 30 years at the World Bank. He says Yemen, Syria, and Lebanon are particularly vulnerable.
I mean, Lebanon, for example, has only a month's worth of grain stocks because their grain storage terminal blew up during that famous explosion in the Lebanese port.
If the war keeps the price of wheat high, Karasipan says the Middle East will have a food problem next year as well. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.